Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And Charlene, I'm introducing you to the world, darling.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Well, folks, we were a little late getting on, had a couple technical difficulties here that we have made our way through. And, Charlene, I wanted to mention something to you and those who are listening to us about a reading that I had done for someone, and we were, of course, going to the Akashic Records, and there was some interesting information, really, that came forth that has to do with the work that we do on the radio each Wednesday. And so I thought I'd touch base with this. I know you'd be interested in it as well as those who are listening. And one of the questions that this individual had, because she had submitted several questions, she said she was more interested in the now rather than what has happened in the past, because she felt that she could only improve and work on those things that were happening now and not in the past. But if there was some kind of karmic debt that she had, that she would want to know about it if it was beneficial to her. And so what we got from the records was this, and it was beautiful because it explained very succinctly the work that we are doing and why the subtle bodies need to be cleared. And we have a call. Let's take the call and we'll go into this because they've been waiting for the last 10 minutes. And who am I speaking to?
Oh, hi, Caroline. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What can we do for you, dear? I've got an idea, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, I'm still, you know, trying to find some way to make him speak.
Let me tell Charlene, bring her up to speed. Charlene, we've worked with Maria before in the past, and Maria was unemployed, and you worked with her helping, well, opening up the door for God to go in and bring a new job into her life. And she's had such ups and downs in the sense that the last job that she had, the business closed down, and she's without a job again through no, fault of her own. And now she is searching again, and as you recall, perhaps from an earlier time, Maria works in the nursing field.
Okay.
Maria, wasn't this a critical care unit? Not
no, this was a psych unit.
Yes, a psych unit.
Right. Okay.
Now, have you? I'm sure you've been searching since this other job closed up. Have you come across anything that seemed promising?
No, everything I'm getting is in another state, or it's too far, or it's the wrong hours. And I mean, I just want to ask for the best possible outcome.
Okay.
Is possible.
I'm going to let you take over, Charlene. I just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of a background.
Okay. Well, I kind of remember this about you, that you were trying to find another, working on getting another job. And I think you were going to go out the next day and apply. Is that correct?
No, this is a little different situation. She did get a job. You had programmed the field, and she went out and she had a job, and then the job closed up.
Ah.
So we're sort of back to square one.
We're back to square one again on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything that you need to tell me that we need to go in and work on? Except getting you another job. Is that correct?
Well, she said
she wants
the best possible outcome. But, Maria, maybe what she's asking is a few things that you're happy with doing.
Yeah.
We know that you like working with spiritual people.
Yeah, well, I'm in try to stay in my purpose the whole time, where I am actually helping people. But since I'm in between here and there, I'm not sure where I fit in. So I just want to ask for the best possible outcome at this time, because I don't really know. I mean, who knows? Perhaps I'm supposed to be doing something else. I don't know. You know.
Charlene, she wants Spirit to bring to her the best possible outcome for this time and place that she finds herself.
Okay.
And I think the other thing that she would want is that God would find something for her as quick as possible, in the sense that she has used up her reserves with these two jobs that have fallen out, like I said, through no fault of her own.
Okay.
So we want to program something, if possible, that would come by, even temporary, to keep her going,
she moves into something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said most of the jobs that you've applied for that are available are either out of state or further away. Is that correct? Isn't that what you told me?
Yeah, everything I've seen so far is too out of the way. It's not a good match for me.
Maria doesn't have a car right now.
Oh, does not have.
So this is another kink in the armor, so to speak, in the sense that she has to have a job where she'll be able to get public transportation to reach. So we got to program that into the field.
Okay, what state are we in?
I'm in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there train transportation?
Well, I live downtown in my town, so there's a number of buses, you know.
Downtown.
But what I need is to recover my financial independence. But I am very open to which way that will come. It doesn't matter to me. I'm in the process of letting go of all the old way of doing things, and
right.
I don't yet know the new way very well. Therefore, that's why I'm asking for the best possible outcome for my situation at this time.
And that's good, Maria. In other words, she's open to any possibility that would use her talents in the most proficient way. So in a sense, she's leaving God's hand.
Carolyn, you're going to have to repeat that. There's a whole bunch of noise on the line.
Okay, Maria is willing to open up her heart and accept God's work in her life for the best possible means to her.
Okay.
She's flexible.
Okay. So all you want is just to be able to understand what it is that is needed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go in and work on this, okay?
And work on the transportation issue also.
Yeah, I have that down.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, just a minute.
Well, Maria, I'm glad you called. You know, God's in the business of miracles.
Yes.
Yes, indeedy.
I'm really bound and determined to just fall into my piece of the plan,
mm-hmm.
and whatever it takes to do that, I'll just follow.
I know. You're a good trooper. It's kind of getting hard out there right now, isn't it?
Well, actually, I don't really feel a lot of trepidation or anything. It's just more like I kind of have no bearings, because, as I said, whatever way I went about doing things in the past no longer applies, and I'm not exactly sure what the rules are. You know,
it's more difficult when you don't have a car.
I'm in a different reality. I don't know how it works yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure, we're coming across more challenges. There's no denying that. And in some instances, it is causing us to look in new directions, to be open to change.
Yeah, I don't want to limit it in any way by saying it has to be X, Y, and Z, because I don't know where I'm supposed to be ending up. So
well, it's good
to take that, you know.
It's good you feel that way, Maria.
Yeah.
Makes things a little easier.
So, Maria, is there it looks like a building that's kind of, are you very close to where there's a country?
A what?
Out in the country.
I'm sorry, I don't...
Out in the country. She's asking you if you know of a place out in the country. Maria said she lives in the city, Charlene.
Yeah, I understood that. Is there a train there?
Oh, is there a train? How close are you to train transportation, Maria?
Yeah, there's one train nearby, and there is... several buses, because I'm in the downtown area.
Okay. Charlene, she says there are several buses and there is a train available. Why do you ask that?
Because I keep seeing kind of like a convalescent home or...
What are you seeing?
A convalescent home.
Okay.
And it's out in the country and it's like, it's like yellow brick with... trees and stuff around it. And it looks, and I keep seeing a train.
Maria, does this ring a bell to you? A convalescent home out in the country that perhaps is on the train line.
Hey, I can find out.
Yellow brick.
I got yellow brick. Okay.
Kind of a yellow brick, but it's got really plush lawn and trees, and it looks like it's a very nice place.
Upscale.
Yeah.
And are the people there young that need care?
I can't tell. I didn't see inside. Yeah, because my first impression was like, almost like a nurse for a school of some kind.
A nurse for a school?
Yeah, there's a lot of racket on the line, so I can only hear part of what...
Yes, I noticed there is a lot of noise on the line, and I'm sorry about that. It might be some of it because of the problems they've had earlier.
Right, I'm sure it is. So you might have to relay what she
said. I will.
Okay.
Okay, Maria, we've got some clues here. Charlene is seeing a building that is out in the country. It seems like it's upscale. You know what I mean by upscale, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And it's either a convalescent home or, Charlene, did you say this might be a school?
Well, the first thing I saw was like a nurse for students or something like that. Is there some kind of a retreat for kids that are having problems after that?
What's the person she saw?
Can you hear me?
Maria, we're having trouble with communication here. It's not your fault. I think it's just...
I know. The first thing she saw was what?
She is seeing something that is a yellow building out in the country. It is either a convalescent home or a... school for young people. The first thing that she thought it was a nurse for a school. Here's what I would do, Maria. Go on the internet.
Yeah, go down on the internet.
And Wait a minute, Charlene. Is this in her state? This is in her state.
Well, either that or it's really close outside of it. It's easy access on the train. I saw a train first.
Here's what you might do, Maria. Do go on the internet. Go to the train station. I know you can get on the internet. Get on the train station through the internet, and
yes,
see if you can find a route. Charlene, is this? Do you have a sense of being? Is this train going north, south, east, or west, or do you have a sense of that?
I don't have any.
She doesn't have a sense of that.
Okay,
look. When you go to the train station, look for their schedule. Those schedules are there. Look for a couple cities. Just save the schedule for some reference to some little towns nearby. This is in the suburbs, apparently.
Yes,
and then do a search for convalescent homes and then for schools in the area.
Yes.
She keeps going back to this school.
I keep seeing a school of some sort.
Then
whether
look
for troubled kids or
school for troubled kids, Maria.
Well, my last job was a school for troubled kids out in Central Jersey.
You're not picking up her last job, are you?
Where was it?
It was in It was in front of a park, and it was like a campus, and it was it's called Bonnie Bray, and it was a school for troubled boys. It was a farm, you know.
It sure does sound like what you're talking about, Maria. I mean, Charlene.
I can't hear you.
She is describing her last job was a school for troubled kids. Out in the country. And I'm wondering if what you are seeing is her past job.
No,
she's saying no, Maria.
It could be a similar job. I'm sure that's not the only one, you know.
I can't hear her.
She says it could be a similar job, that where she worked before wasn't the only one.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. She needs to reapply.
Reapply where?
Where she was at this school.
Why? The school closed down. Isn't this the one where the school closed down, Maria?
No, the one that closed down was the hospital I had applied to.
Okay,
that
well, how about this school
town
for troubled kids? What happened to that job?
Well, I was let go.
Now,
we had a change of bosses. You know, left, and there
Charlene,
was no people from before, so pretty
I
much
remember
everybody
this,
left.
Charlene.
What?
They changed, in this job that she had, they changed bosses, and they let her go. There was a organizational change, and Maria, Charlene is getting the sense that you should reapply for that past job.
Right.
Maria, did you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, reapply.
She's saying reapply to that job that had that reorganizational.
Go back.
She thinks that's the one that you could get rehired.
But I don't know. I don't think I can get there by train, because that was a job way far away. It was like 30-something miles south, and I don't think you get there by train.
What did she say?
She says it was 30 miles away, and she doesn't think she could get there by train.
No, that was an hour by car.
An hour by car. Let me ask you a question, Maria. If a job opening opened there, would you want to work there again?
I don't know, because right about the time I left, you know, right before that, mm-hmm. before I knew that I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I was leaving, okay? People called me and offered me jobs, and they told me that they've gotten my resume from some place where I put it 2 years before.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened 3 or 4 times, and that told me that it was time to leave. And when I got there the last time, the place said goodbye to me, really. The trees did. I knew I was leaving, even though I hadn't been told. So I don't think that's the place.
Okay, she doesn't think that's the place.
Well, then check it out, because it looks like a yellow building, and I saw a crane at the beginning.
Yeah, there's no yellow building there either. So, okay, so it's a yellow building, and it's either a school or a convalescent home, but you feel
yes.
stronger about the school setup, right?
Yes.
And
Maria,
you can get there in the train.
Dear, go on the Internet, like I said, and download the schedule that has the names of the towns. Then do a search for some convalescent homes in the area, for schools in the area. Collect that data. If nothing, I think if you meditated on that, you might find the place. And if you can't, after you get the information on the train schedule and some of the schools and or convalescent homes in the area, call us back next week. See if we can find a hit on that. See if Charlene can hit on that.
Yeah, go east and north.
East and north, she's saying.
Right.
East and north.
Right.
Okay.
Now, before you go, Charlene, is there any possibility that we can program the field for success for her to find this place?
Right. That's already been done.
It's already done.
It's done.
Sweetheart, call us next week after you do the little bit of this investigation. Tell us what you got.
Well, this is fascinating. Okay.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week, Maria. You come
all
back,
right.
Tell us what you have. And
thank you. Have a lovely time.
Okay. Do a little bit of investigative work.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Goodbye.
This is going to be very interesting, Charlene.
Why?
Well, it just is, because I remember the last time, well, it was either the last time we talked to Maria or the time before, you kept talking about that yellow brick building.
Oh, really?
Oh, I remember. Indeed.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, I do.
That yellow brick building?
Oh, yeah. You were talking to her about the yellow brick building.
Oh. Well, that's what I can see.
Well, it's going to be interesting. So what are you going to do, start a job bank agency?
Job
besides
finding.
Besides the healing?
Job finding career?
Okay. I want to get back to what we were discussing earlier before Maria called. Well, maybe not.
Oh, okay.
And your name, caller.
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Carolyn and Charlene.
Evening, isn't
how are
it?
You doing?
Huh?
How are you doing?
We're doing great. I said it's an interesting evening, isn't it?
I guess it is. I called the beginning of the program because I wasn't sure you guys were going to be on.
Well, we had trouble getting started at the station.
I see.
So what can we do for you, Sharon?
The reason why I'm calling, I would like to know if I could have my thymus activated. The reason why I'd like to have that activated is because it enables us to transmute anger, shame, guilt, and resentment into compassion, and actually enables us to clear, and the earth doesn't have to do it for us.
Okay, let's back up a little. Charlene, did you hear what she said?
No,
Okay.
The voice is fading in and out, so I can't
hear
it.
She made a statement that I'm not quite sure what she means, so she'll have to explain this. She wants her sinuses activated.
No, the thymus T-H-Y-M-U-F.
Oh, I thought she said sinus, too. And
no.
I must be wrong.
I would have explained how we activate the sinus.
No. Do you have it now?
Well, the line is really bad. So anyway.
Joke's on us.
Okay, now what did she say?
She wants the sinus activated.
The what?
The sinus.
Oh, the sinus?
Thymus.
Oh.
Did you understand?
Her sight.
No, darling. Thymus. Is it T-H-Y-M-U-S? Huh?
T-H-Y-M-U-S.
Yeah, I was right. Got it, Charlene? Charlene, you with us?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's looking, darling.
Okay.
Okay, Sharon.
Now, you want to know where I found this?
No, I want to first see what... After we see what she's looking at, then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Let me look.
Let her look.
Okay, where is it? What are we activating? Let me see it.
It's a small glandular organ that is situated behind the top of the breastbone.
Okay, in what way do you feel like it's not activated?
I just intuitively don't think it is.
Oh.
I'm just trying to cover all my bases here.
Oh, I was going to say, it looks fine to me.
Is it activated?
It looks fine.
Okay. Because when activated, it helps to transmute anger, shame, guilt, and resentment into compassion. And that actually helps us to clear so the earth doesn't have to do it for us.
Okay, now Sharon, let's go back one.
Okay.
Step. And the step I want you to go back to is, are you feeling that you need to clear anger, guilt?
Right.
What were the others?
Anger, shame, guilt, resentment. It's actually emotional clearing. Everyone needs to do that.
I think, you know what I think, Sharon? I think you have read something.
Yes, I did, from the Spiritual Notebook.
And I'm not sure that this is the way to go.
Would you think it would be more the sixth chakra?
I think let's go another direction in this. Do you scan your physical body? Now, what I mean by scanning your physical body, do you, in meditation, take your consciousness and put it in each part of your body, like whether you start at the head, whether you start at the feet? Do you put your consciousness, say, at your feet and move upward? Do you feel? See, this is what I would suggest to you to do. Scan your body. Take your consciousness, either start at the head or at the feet, bring it up through your body and see if you feel a discomfort someplace.
Okay. Well, yeah. I do have physical discomfort in the sinuses.
Okay.
Right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, now see, okay. Now here's what we're trying to do is to use a process where you can actually get to a problem and clear the problem. And what I'm suggesting to you, Sharon, is this is how you do it. And as you scan the body, you have found a place that there is a discomfort, and it's in the sinuses. Now we've got something that we can work on. Because many times these discomforts are connected to past life events that need to be cleared.
Okay.
Now, this was exactly what I was going to discuss at the beginning of the show that came from the Akashic Records as to what this clearing is, how it's connected to past life, and how we find out what needs to be cleared. So, the first thing we do is, as I see it, Charlene, what do you say? You go in and clear her sinuses and with God. Ask God to clear her sinuses. And
I have a lung problem, too. So.
Well, let's do one at a time and see if there is any past life connection that's causing this sinus problem.
Okay, let's go in because the sinus can be... that can be a problem with the metaphysical as far as this anger and guilt is what, because they become infected. Is that correct? Can
Could
she hear me?
No, she can't hear you, but what's happened is she read something in the spiritual notebook, and it's, as I see it, is going at this situation a little bit backwards. I think work on...
let's look at the past life first.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go and do that one first, okay?
Sounds good. Sharon, do you see what we're doing, dear?
Yes, I do.
We're really, how should I say this? We're really coming to the same conclusion. We're taking a different path.
Okay, all right.
And I'm not discounting what you read, mind you. I'm just saying that I'm applying it more to an individual's symptoms.
Okay.
When you find a symptom, then you know that that is the area that you need to work with.
I see.
And that's what all of this is about, because these things are caught up in the emotional body, and that's the subtle body that surrounds the physical body. And when these past traumas from past lifetimes, that energy is stuck there, it comes up with a symptom, and then when we clear that, that is what takes care of the problem.
I see.
Matter of fact, it was, let's see, I think we've got time. Charlene's still working. And this was in this reading that I wanted to share with the audience, is the subtle body that is next to the physical. The Akashic Records explains it this way, that is part of the spiritual world as it stepped down the energy so that the soul could work with the physical body. So that the physical body is in this world, but the subtle bodies is part of spirit. In our world, the physical body is in linear time, meaning one event follows another. In the spirit world, which includes the subtle body, there is no time. And that means that everything that we have ever experienced in the past is existing there now. That helps to understand why these events that's happened in our past lives, the energy...
Okay, we've done a past life.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of interesting. The problems that you're dealing with the sinuses, it's all... also incorporating your lungs with the same issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sharon, didn't you say earlier that you had trouble with the lungs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You didn't hear this, and I wanted to tell you this, Charlene.
Yeah.
She did say earlier she had trouble with the lung, and
okay.
You're coming back and saying that the same issue is affecting both the sinus and the lung.
And
I find
the lung.
That fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, because what it is it's... in past life, what it was, it's anger, guilt, resentment, being mad, it's caused an infection not only in the sinuses, but it's also incorporating that energy in the lungs and making it so that you do not breathe deeply through the sinuses and in the lungs and taking in life fully and
Right. Seeing
it full of joy and happiness.
That's true.
So what God did was go in and pull the past life and pull out the anger and the guilt and resentment, being angry and mad and not breathing deeply and taking in life fully. Do you feel like that life is not full of joy and happiness, he said?
I couldn't hear.
Sharon, Charlene asked if there are some times that you feel that life is not full of joy and happiness.
Yes, I do feel that.
Okay.
And I don't know the reason.
Well, part of it is in that cellular memory.
Sharon, she said part of it is in the cellular memory. This is what we're talking about, the stuck energies from the past.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Past lifetime.
And how would I ever have known that, you know?
Okay.
Well, not until you called us, dear.
Well, I called you guys.
Okay, so what he did was God cleared that out of the cellular memory and put in it, I breathe deeply in life with joy and happiness. I see life full of kindness. Life is for me. I now breathe it in completely with joy and happiness.
Okay.
Did she hear me?
Yeah, she did. She said okay.
Okay. Life is for me. Okay.
So that's been put in not only in the cell memory in your sinuses, but also in your lungs. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing that he would like to incorporate is to go into your DNA from your ancestors and incorporate that also in that DNA. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, just a minute.
Well, we're doing the whole thing tonight.
No.
Why not?
Indeed. Fascinating, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very.
You know, something, when you get off of the line, go to my website, carolynevers.com, and take a look at the conference calls. And the reason that I say that is because the masters come to people on the telephone with me and answer your questions and teach and give forth some really interesting information. You might be interested in it. And if that appeals to you, send me your email address, and I'll send you the link to the latest conference call so you can see what they're like.
I already did that.
Oh, and you got it?
I haven't received it from you, but I think I did it maybe a week ago.
Do it again. Something
okay.
happened. Something fell through the cracks.
Already.
I'll send you the link because...
Okay. Part of it is in that DNA was pulling out ancestors that came through in your DNA with the same issue, and so that was resolved with them plus yourself.
Okay.
And then he put in, I love myself unconditionally just the way I am.
Okay.
So that you feel that joy and happiness about yourself, and I breathe in my love for myself.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Wonderful, Sharon.
Take care.
Go have a better evening.
I will. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Well, that was fascinating, Charlene, because even though you couldn't hear her,
yeah.
What was so fascinated about that is she said she had trouble with the lungs also, and I said to her, well, let's take one thing at a time.
Oh, okay.
And then you came back and said, well, the same issues in the lungs.
Yeah, it was. She's not breathing all of joy into her life and not seeing it as joy and happiness.
Hey, you know, let's talk about that a little because it sounds to me like that is something that we all might do in meditation.
Right. Yeah, breathing in, you know, when you do the meditation, you breathe in through your nostrils and then you breathe out through your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're breathing in through the nostrils and you go, oh, I love myself, I breathe in my, breathe unconditional love in through my, into my body and into myself.
Oh, I love the way that sounds.
You know, because we have to incorporate love for ourselves. It doesn't matter, you know, so many people, we have such a scenario of what we should be. You know, we've got to be a certain size or a certain height or certain weight or certain colors or, you know, it's all of those things we become so wrapped up into what is perfection that we forget that we really, ourselves are already in perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of them is to breathe in and recognize and love yourself for who you are, because you are basically a child of God, Father, and Godmother. You know, and you are their essence, and so therefore you are perfect.
We have another caller, and your name, please.
This is Jillian.
Jillian?
Yes, Jillian.
Hi, Jillian.
How are you?
We're great. What can we do for you, dear?
I was told by you to call back. I called 2 weeks ago, and I got a clearing from Charlene, and I was hopeful that Charlene could check to ensure that the negative energy had actually been dissipated from around my body.
Okay.
How have you felt? Have you felt distress between then and now, Julian?
Yes, I felt very, very good the night of the clearing, but the energies have seemingly, I think they may have come back.
Okay.
I don't feel the same level of clarity that I did.
Okay.
Did you hear her, Charlene?
Yeah, not right at the end. What
okay, she said when you cleared her, it felt wonderful, and then as time passed, she started to move back to how she felt before, didn't have the same clarity as she had right after she cleared it,
oh,
and
okay.
She's wondering if these negative energies,
every
if she's bothered, yeah, by them
okay.
again.
Ask her if she's keeping her energy field protected.
Good question, Julia, Charlene wants to know if you are working on keeping your energy field protected.
Yes, I have been enclosing myself in Archangel Michael's blue circle of light.
That's good.
And I have been working with my own meditation. And I was, you know, I just wanted the confirmation. And Carolyn, you had told me that when I call back, you might take a look at the Akashic record and see if there was any information there for me as well.
Well, we can do those things, but first let's do one thing at a time. Let's check. Charlene, you're going to
clear her again.
Yeah, she's going to clear you again.
Now, one of the things I have to caution about, sometimes when people go into meditation, they disconnect themselves. So she must keep herself grounded.
Yes. Did you understand that, Julian?
Yes.
About grounding yourself when you go into meditation?
Perhaps you might tell me more specifically.
Okay.
What
Why don't
you
give
mean?
Her directions on what you're referring to, Charlene, about
well,
grounding?
A lot of times we'll go, people doing meditation a lot of times will go into theta, but they don't come back. And you can go into a theta state or a quantum field, but you got to come back in and get yourself grounded.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Now, do you feel like you're grounding yourself when you come out of meditation?
Yes, because I don't typically go deep into a beta field. I record many of my meditations, and I do my breathing, etc., and when I come out, I usually am clear. I feel it.
Okay.
How do you know that you're not going into theta?
Well, I don't 100% know that.
So you might be and not realizing it.
Yeah, because you can state, I now am grounded to my life's path.
I now am grounded to my life's path.
Yeah, that'll get you back grounded. Because I find a lot of people go in there and they don't come back in and stay. You know, sometimes we stay there and then we get disconnected. So let's go in and clear you.
Now, are you indicating by that, Charlene, that if you don't come out of meditation and ground yourself, that there's a possibility
right.
for negative energy to step
right.
in?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you hear that, Julian?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go in and clear you again, okay?
Okay. You see, you sound to me like an individual that's applying yourself spiritually. And it's going to be hard for you to judge whether you're an alpha or theta. And even if you are just an alpha and you're meditating consciously, it's a good idea to come in and ground yourself after you've done your meditation to consciously do that. So I think that was that perhaps was good advice that Charlene gave, not only to you but to all of us. Because if you're consciously calling in the forces to protect you, and you're setting up your lines of protection, and negative energy has stepped in, there's something somewhere that you've missed, and it could be the grounding. It could be not keeping your energy level up higher on the higher dimensions. Negative forces can come in if we allow
okay.
our thoughts to drop to a lower level. Yes, Charlene.
Okay, after how she's feeling.
How you feeling, dear?
I feel better. I was listening, to be honest with you. I was listening to Carolyn. Let me check my body.
She's going to check her body because
okay.
I was talking to her and she
still looks
listening.
A little bit disoriented. Just a minute.
Huh?
She still looks a little bit disoriented. Just a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, I do feel a bit better.
Are
okay.
you still
oh.
feeling a little bit disoriented?
Yes, she is. Just
yes.
Because Charlene says that you are.
Okay, I need some. She needs to do some breathing. She's tucking it back in. You're kind of holding it in. You're not letting go.
Okay. Did you hear what Charlene said?
Yes, that I'm not letting it go.
Okay,
yeah, and you've
so got
to do some deep breathing.
Take some deep breathing and push and blow it out. Okay. That's better.
Yes.
Does it feel better?
Yes.
It looks better. Your energy field looks better.
Breathing's very important.
Yeah, well, sometimes we'll take something that we understand and know, and it's almost like we've tucked it inside our bodies. We don't know how to let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you both very much. I know it's at the end of your time, so...
Well, it is, and call back because we want to finish the other things with you too, dear.
Yeah, do it next... Call next time and do that first.
Yeah, we'll, get on the line and we'll work with the Akashic Records first.
Oh, thank you very much. I did try, but I know that you had a busy evening, so...
Well, yeah, we didn't get online right away, and we don't rush people off the line either because it takes time to do this work.
Yes.
So
yes.
We'll talk to you next week, dear.
Thank you very much, and I trust that both of you have a wonderful week.
Okay, thank you.
Our pleasure. We have a couple more minutes here, Charlene. How about giving your telephone number and your time zone?
We haven't even done that yet, have we?
No, and I want
okay,
you to.
Okay, my telephone number is Mountain Standard Time, 801 844-9346.
Okay. See, we have a couple extra minutes here because we started late.
Yeah.
And for people who have
personal issues.
Well, you know, personal issues that you can't always discuss on the air, or issues that are more involved, it might be necessary to work with Charlene on an individual basis, because there are some issues that you can't or don't want to bring forth on the radio.
Right,
and
a lot of times if he shows me something and it's pretty personal, I won't discuss it on the radio because that's not appropriate.
Right.
And so usually it's better if you call me and have a session, because then we can clear some of the personal issues.
Personal issues, and then delve more deeply into some situations, because we're really, the short amount of time that we have on the air, you're really dealing, you can't get too deep into these things. Although I have to say, Charlene, the work is, I believe, really remarkable for the time that you have in working with this.
It's true. Let's see, Carolyn, give them your telephone number.
We work with through the website. Thank you, Charlene. We work through the website, and it's www.carolynevers.com, carolynevers.com. And our conference call, there's a lot of books and things that we offer, but perhaps, to my point of view, one of the most fascinating things right now are the conference calls. Masters come, greet us on the telephone, and it is just amazing what they are sharing with us. Now, tomorrow, Yeshua is the first one on a new program, Voices from Heaven, and we're actually interviewing him. I have a list of questions from people who are going to be on the line and questions that I'm interested in personally, and he has agreed to come and answer them. And so I just think that is most extraordinary. And we're looking forward to a really interesting time, because the questions I'm getting from people are fascinating.
Good.
Yeah.
Give them that number again so that they can get on.
Yeah, well, www.carolynevers.com. Go up to the information on the conference calls, and it's under February schedule. So, my dear, I have certainly enjoyed having you with me, as always.
Uh-huh.
You are always enlightening. I can't wait for Maria to call next week and see if we find that yellow brick building.
Me too.
And so to all of our friends out there, we say goodbye and thank you for listening. Come back again.
And we send you God's love.
Indeed. Good night to you too, Charlene.
Goodbye.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And being so willing to offer your time and your efforts and your skills. We know that, you know, God does the work, but it is still through people like us who work on this side. And so,
yeah. Well, I'm just the facilitator. God does the healing.
Exactly, but we wouldn't facilitate anything if you weren't here to facilitate.
To facilitate.
So goodbye, everyone. Till next week. Oh, one quick thing. Don't forget, we have every other Saturday, we're here with Caroline for 2 hours, and every Sunday with myself. Goodbye again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.